This hour of the Howie Car Show podcast is brought to you by the Howie Car Show store. If you can't get enough of Howie, you can buy Howie's books, t-shirts, and more. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
In court documents filed Monday, the mother of Biden's child says that Hunter Biden is currently facing multiple criminal investigations. Hunter Biden is linked with investigations for fraud, money laundering, and, brace yourself, counterfeiting.
It's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
They say the money laundering scheme even involves Biden's work with Burisma.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
I want to be like Hunter Biden. What do you think would happen if Donald Trump Jr. end up maybe having a child with a stripper and then spent 3 years trying to hide from the paternity suit? Where is Hunter?
I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life sack of monkey shit he is. Hallelujah! Where's the Tylenol?
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
While you are opening your gifts later this week, national security officials are going to be watching North Korea and the warning of a Christmas gift.
It's been more than 2 years since North Korea launched an intercontinental ballistic missile. Officials here think another test of some kind could be imminent, but the intelligence is, quote, murky.
Let's see, maybe it's a nice present. Maybe it's a present where he sends me a beautiful vase as opposed to a missile test.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Is Home Alone 2 your favorite holiday movie?
Well, I'm in Home Alone 2.
Excuse me, where's the lobby?
Down the hall and to the left.
Thanks.
I was a little bit younger, to put it mildly. It was an honor to do it. And it turned out to be a very big hit, obviously.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Hello, everyone, and a merry, merry Christmas Eve. I am not Howie Carr. I am one of Howie Carr's producers, Grace Curley, and I am filling in for the legend as he vacations in sunny Palm Beach. I've got Matt on the board. I've got Taylor and Brandon back there. So we have a full live show for you today. We are so excited, and it's going to be great. And I want to get in first before Taylor gets out here. I'm trying to steal all of his good story, so I leave him with nothing to report. So I'm going to go for it and start with what I know Howie would probably start with.
How dare you?
I'm daring. I'm going to start with Hunter Biden. I don't think it shocks anyone that more stuff is coming out about Hunter. After all, he has a history of making terrible decisions. And I say that not trying to be super judgmental. I think everyone makes mistakes, and when you're in the spotlight, it's probably difficult. But even with that being said, he makes impressively awful choices in life. And the latest is Hunter Biden owns massive home in swanky Hollywood Hills. So this came out today. I found it, I think, in Page Six, but it's everywhere. This is not just, you know, he owns a huge house anywhere. This is a house near Ben Affleck, Christina Aguilera, Halle Berry.
Robert Downey Jr. has made fewer mistakes than Hunter Biden.
And at least he can act. You know, he's
bringing... haven't seen Hunter's acting chops.
I saw that interview with Amy Robach.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty... Yeah, he's got the high beams on his teeth.
Yeah. He's not bad looking. I'm not trying to say that, but I mean, he's, when it comes to bringing some skills to the table, he's lacking. The son of former Vice President Joe Biden shares a zip code in the Hollywood Hills with mega celebrities. The three-bedroom, three-bathroom mid-century home is valued at $2.5 million. It sits at the end of a private gated drive and includes a pool. Taylor, do you care to say anything about the pool? I'd rather you make any Joe Biden swimming comments rather than me. But when I read this, I thought, I wonder if Joe has been taking a dip in that Hollywood Hills pool.
I just hope they have some storage space for some extra bathing suits for Grandpa Joe.
Let's hope. It's a $2.5 million house, so let's hope they have a few swim trunks.
Spare trunks, as he might call them.
Howie always references the story. I think it's a rumor. I don't think it's ever been proven that Joe used to swim when he was vice president. He would skinny dip in the pool, allegedly. Again, I'm not saying that as fact. Yeah, so Biden, 49, this is his son, is currently expecting his fifth child with 32-year-old wife Melissa Cohen Biden. So that's the person he's married to now. She is the South African beauty. She's beautiful. They got married very quickly, and he's expecting his fifth child with her. But we have to remember that he also had a child with the stripper London Alexis Roberts. That baby's being called Baby Doe. And so she is filing for child support. Now, at first, it was not clear if he was actually the father. So they had to have a Maury moment and they had to request a paternity test, which, you know, a lot of people do when you're that wealthy, I guess, and you're not sure if it's your child. So they had the paternity test. Turns out, as Maury would say, he is the father. So now she wants, because he's the father, she wants to know all of his financial records so that she can figure out how much money she can get for this baby. Thank you, Matt. But that's a problem, because if they release his financial, whether it's taxes or whatever, he's in a sticky situation, because it's never really been clear how much money he got for sitting on the board at Burisma. And I think he also sat on a board in China. He's got a lot of shady financial situations going on. So he does not want any of this to come out. Now, she, on the other hand, her name, I want to say this again here, not Melissa. This is the London Alexis Roberts. She has filed court papers that said DNA testing proved his paternity with scientific certainty. Biden filed court papers that said he was not contesting paternity, but needed more time to consult with his accountants. The Yale-educated attorney has claimed in court documents that he's been out of a job since May of 2019 and has significant debts since his divorce from Kathleen Bull, the mother of three of his children. This is messy. And you know what? Joe Biden is very, very good at forgiving Hunter and, you know, trying to turn this into, oh, Hunter and I are, we are the ones who are being attacked. But at some point, he must be saying to himself, I'm trying to think if I'm Joe Biden. For Pete's sake, son, get it together. You know, like, even for the Bidens, this is kind of a disaster. And now this house comes out. One day after the sale of the house, the stripper filed a petition for the paternity and child support. And this house, apparently he moved there so he could, quote, disappear. And it has from floor to ceiling glass windows. So it's a very opulent, it's not really a subtle house that you'd buy. And I also think, and Taylor, I want your opinion on this. I think it speaks to the arrogance of Hunter Biden specifically that he would buy this house. Because you could buy a $2.5 million house in a lot of places. This is a place that you buy it if you want to be seen, if you want to be noticed, if you want to be the coolest guy in the room, you buy a house in the Hollywood Hills. And I just think they're untouchable. And I can't wait for more stuff to come out and for Trump to have the last laugh.
So I was just watching earlier today. It just came to mind the Goodfellas scene.
Yes.
When Robert De Niro is having the Christmas party at the bar and they've just pulled off the Lufthansa heist. And he told people not to buy anything. And this guy rolls up in this beautiful pink Cadillac Coupe de Ville.
And his wife has a big fur coat on.
And Robert De Niro looks at the guy and says, "What'd I tell you? I told you don't buy anything. We got cops all over us. They're trying to pinch us. And you go out and buy this car." That's exactly what Hunter Biden did. Joe's looking at him. "Dag nabbit, Hunter, what did I tell? Buy gum. I told you not to buy anything.
I told you no more of this malarkey. God love you, kid.
We've got Trump up our rear ends. And you're going out and buying houses." He bought it in June of this year.
That's the insane part. I thought for sure when I read this that he may have bought it 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And we didn't know because this woman hadn't come forward with the baby. And so maybe no one, you know, he's a private citizen technically. So maybe no one had to know about it. But he just bought it. Like, he bought it in the midst of all of this drama. Which says to me that the level of arrogance is unbelievable.
What was I saying yesterday? Self-awareness. So many people have none. And that's my wish for 2020. More self-awareness.
Not for you, of course, just for others.
No, I'm very self-aware.
Yes.
I'm entirely aware of myself.
I could use a little tiny, tiny dose. But just a little bit.
I was speaking facetiously. Of course, I could use some self-awareness.
But so I think the next move we got to make here, actually, you know what? I'll play them on the other side. There are some phenomenal cuts of Trump Jr. basically making the argument that we've all made, which is if the shoe were on the other foot, if the Democrats had any sort of standard, they would be being very tough on Hunter Biden. And they're not being tough on Hunter because he's a Democrat. So Trump Jr. made this point and basically said, if this were me, you guys would be going crazy. And he had so many good one-liners. He's just like his dad, really. We're going to play them all on the other side. I'm Grace Curley. I'm filling in for Howard Lawrence Carr. And Taylor and Matt are on the board today. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This is Jeff in Woodstock, Connecticut.
This is Laura Benner in South Burlington, Vermont.
This is Jimmy Mack in Falmouth, Massachusetts. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
I am not dreaming of a white Christmas. I'm perfectly happy with it being semi-warm and there being no snow on the ground. But I am happy that we have a live show today. If you are listening, it is Christmas Eve. We are here. We are live. We're bringing you all the latest news. And I would say in this Trump world we live in, even Christmas Eve, you can get some news. It's not even really considered a slow news day. I've got, look at all the stories I got on the desk. Plenty of stuff.
It's a little light on sound, though.
It is a little light on
sound.
But
we got plenty of cuts we'll be playing throughout the day.
And I want to start with Trump Jr. He was on a roll, but before I get to that, I would be remiss if I did not mention that today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. Go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Howie trusted Perfect Smiles with his smile, and so did the mailroom manager, perfectsmiles.com. Matt, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
So the poll question today is, who's higher on Santa's naughty list?
There's going to be a lot. So
we have a lot of choices here today.
Okay.
Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, James Comey, John Brennan, Jerry Nadler, Hillary Clinton, Hunter Biden, James Clapper, or Barack Obama.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to say Hunter Biden.
I mean, naughty, yeah, I guess. Devious, I would say John Brennan, especially given the interview with Joe DiGenova yesterday. I really think John Brennan was behind a lot of this frame job of President Trump. So I'm going to say John Brennan deserves a nice big lump of coal.
He may have snuck under Santa's radar, though.
Yeah, Hunter.
Hunter did some pretty just outright bad, naughty things.
And I don't think we even know all of them. But you know who does know all of them? Santa.
Santa. He's checking that list. Twice.
He's checking it twice. Okay.
So what are our results, Matt?
Adam Schiff is in the lead with 34%.
Wow.
Oh, wow. People really don't like him.
No.
He is shifty.
Shifty. Okay, so I want to play some of these Trump Jr. cuts. DJT Jr., who is very outspoken, he even says that sometimes his dad tells him to pump the brakes on Twitter because that's how outlandish his tweets can get. When Donald Trump is telling you rein it back, you know you're on another level.
You've gone too far.
So Taylor, where was he for these sound clips?
He was at some sort of just speaking event. Either somebody hired him or he was just doing part of his book tour.
All right, so it was a warm crowd.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so this is the first one. He opens it with talking about Hunter Biden, how he wants to be a Democrat in his next life. Matt, this is cut one.
I want to be on the left in my next life because it's so much easier. You can be so full of shit and get away with it. That is all I want to be for Christmas. Right? Please, Lord, in my next life, make me a leftist so I can say anything and get away with it.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I had done a column on that. All I want for Christmas is to be a Democrat. Or to be treated.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. I just want immunity.
Yes, from everything. He's totally right. So then he gets more specific. This is cut two. He's talking about baby doe, as they called it.
What do you think would happen if Donald Trump Jr. may or may not have, okay, I got to say for the record, I don't think this has happened, but no promises. End up maybe having a child with a stripper. and then spent 3 years trying to hide from the paternity suit. Do you think children would still be off limits then? Or do you think that would be the number one most requested interview maybe in the world?
That is one of the amazing things about Hunter Biden is these stories come out slowly because there isn't a real appetite for them from the mainstream media, except for maybe the Daily Mail, a lot of the UK rags. They want to get these stories because they know people are going to read them. But as far as CNN, MSNBC, they're not standing outside of Hunter Biden's homes. Like they're not planting themselves out there like they did with Roger Stone or any of those stories. They don't care. They wish it would go away. So if it were Donald Trump Jr., he would be hounded by cameras every single day. It took like months and months for us to even see a picture of the stripper that Hunter Biden had a baby with.
And even now, we don't have the coverage of Hunter Biden that we probably should. I only saw Tucker putting up this story about Hunter Biden's court filings. Well, actually, the stripper's court filings in California. Revealing all of this stuff. That was the only coverage I could find of Hunter's misdeeds and his secret hideaways.
Right. Apparently, Hunter's ex-paramour hired a private eye firm, and they are saying that Hunter Biden is linked to multiple criminal probes. Of course, his camp is saying this is all, you know, for bad press. This is a smear job. They want to make him look bad. I don't think they need that much help.
A lot of malarkey is what it is.
It's a lot of malarkey. Let's play cut number three, Matt.
Where's Hunter? What do you think would happen if Donald Trump Jr. went to China on Air Force One with my dad and came back later in 5 days with $1.5 billion from the Chinese Investment Authority? I'd be in jail. You're right.
I do really like him, and I like his passion when he speaks, but he doesn't have that Donald voice.
No,
his voice gets a little.
He doesn't have the real gravelly kind of slow talking. he's very high pitched, but he does have a lot of China.
It's a lot of. It almost sounds a little like Harry Carey.
There's a throwback. Joe Biden would get that reference.
Yes. Well, you know, me and Joe, we're old souls. Well, he's actually old, but when we get back, though, I want to take some calls on this. I want to hear what people think. So, obviously, Donald Trump Jr. is pointing out a double standard that is very, very clear to everyone, especially today with the news on Hunter Biden's Hollywood Hills home. But what are some of the double standards that are bothering you guys? Is it the deep state? One thing that really bothers me that I've written about a few times is the debunk double standard. If it's something that Republicans believe needs to be investigated, they say it's already been debunked. It's already been, the Boston Globe already did a full investigation. But when it's something they want to investigate, we can spend over 2.5 years and enormous amounts of money because it's, you know, it's fact. Like we're living in reality.
Like when Joe Biden goes around saying it's an undisputed fact that I did nothing wrong.
Right. I should have used that when I was in high school.
There are a lot of people disputing that, Joe.
Right. But because we all have tinfoil hats on because we're conservatives, you know, they can't give us any credit for that. Otherwise, they're helping promote a circus. Everything's going to devolve into a complete three-ring circus. So what are some double standards to drive you crazy? It's Christmas Eve. We're taking all sorts of calls. I'm Grace, filling in for Howie here with Taylor. And we'll be back in a little bit.
Something I look forward to every month is my shipment from ButcherBox. The box I got this month came, as it always does, with lots of ground beef. I love it. It's great hamburger, makes for great meat sauce. I got the chicken tenders. I got the boneless chicken breast. They're free-range, organic-fed chicken. It's fantastic. And, of course, filet mignon, my favorite cut of steak. Ground pork is also a must every month. All of it is fantastic. For all of you existing ButcherBox members and those who are signing up today, I highly recommend getting some of those cuts like flank steak or hanger steak. It's really good, and it's so easy to have it delivered right to your door. Let me know what you think. Post your picture of my recommendation to your social media and tag me and ButcherBox and tell us how you prepared it. And for those of you who are on the fence, ButcherBox delivers 100% grass-fed, organic, and free-range meat with no antibiotics or hormones ever right to your door. With free shipping, ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get meat the way it's meant to be. Natural, fresh, and delicious. And to make things even better, ButcherBox is offering new members $20 off your first box, plus 2 pounds of ground beef and 2 packs of bacon. Did I mention how great the bacon is? When you sign up at butcherbox.com/Howie. That's butcherbox.com/Howie for $20 off your first box, plus 2 pounds of ground beef and 2 packs of bacon free in your first box. butcherbox.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We are live from the Matthews Brothers Studios. We're so excited to be here. There's not a lot of shows that are live today, but I assure you, this is real. As Rachel Maddow would say, this is your life. This is really happening. I want to go to the callers. I asked people for some double standards, and we've already got a couple of calls. If you want to call in, call 844-500-4242. We spent the first half hour talking about Hunter Biden. I got stacks and stacks and stacks of stuff on Hunter Biden. Who said that the other day at one of the debates? Someone said they have stacks.
Stacks and stacks.
Joe was saying it, that he has a ton
of
people.
He's got a lot of people that he calls up like once a month.
That he has, that have his personal cell phone.
That's when he went into the weird stuttering thing.
Yes, it all comes back to the Bidens. Okay, so let's go to, and I'm glad that Taylor's on a mic here because I have a feeling I know who this person's calling for. Dirty Deb, you're on with Grace and Taylor. What's going on, Dirty Deb?
Hi, Grace.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Merry Christmas.
She's never this
Merry
excited
Christmas,
to talk
darling.
To me.
That's my middle name.
Uh-huh.
That was my mother's name, Grace. I love that name.
Oh, wonderful. I love the name Deb.
Merry Christmas, Dirty Deb.
Did you tell Grace that you can sing Marshmallow World better than Dean Martin and you look better?
That's a lie.
And you can sing it better.
Those are all lies.
Gosh.
Grace, tell him to lay that one on you.
I will, Dirty Deb. I absolutely
Merry Christmas,
will.
You guys.
Merry Christmas and a
Merry
happy
Christmas.
New year. Speaking of Thank you. Speaking of happy news, I got a lot of good news here for Donald Trump today. Let's start with, it is Christmas. So let's start with the booming economy. Christmas never hurts an economy, especially one that's this hot. Saturday sales showed $34.4 billion in spending, the biggest shopping day in U.S. retail history. He's breaking records, Taylor.
That's just all the men going out for the last-minute gifts.
Yeah, it's definitely a big surge.
Yeah.
That's the largest single day in the history of U.S. retail sales. Higher wages, record employment, low inflation, consumer confidence, and economic security means more disposable income. These numbers are huge. This is good. This is from Bloomberg. This is really, really good. And what makes it even better is that according to, this is from Breitbart, but I think the poll is Gallup. Trump's job approval rating 151 weeks into his presidency sits at 45%. That puts Trump 3 points higher than the 42% approval rating Gallup found for Obama at the same point in his presidency. So those are two really, really good things. Oh, and then another poll point that is interesting is Trump's approval rating has climbed 6 percentage points since House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opened up an impeachment inquiry against him in September. So I would say the needle has officially moved, just not in the way they wanted it to.
Yeah, we'll probably talk about that a little bit next hour. Trump had a few things to say at Mar-a-Lago today about Nancy Pelosi and how she's affecting his presidency and the whole process that's going forward right now, or actually not going forward, how that's impacting the White House and the affairs of President Trump.
It's just, and it brings me back to the double standard, but it doesn't make any sense that he is this huge threat that we need to, you know, handle it right now. But then also she's stalling on sending over the articles of impeachment to the Senate because she wants to make the rules, which isn't how it works. What's that commercial? The that's not how this works.
It's a Geico commercial, I'm fairly certain. But
that's not how any of this works.
Woman who makes this social media board in her room, and she's like, I've connected all my friends, and she's just got little cutouts of her friends, and something Joe Biden would do.
Yes, yes. But I'm just amazed that there's...
Am I picking on him too much today?
Well, it is Christmas. I feel like you're being kind of mean.
It is mean. I'm sorry.
Maybe you're going to get coal in your stocking.
I was already going to.
Joe seems happy no matter what. He doesn't seem to be...
It's the permanent smile on his face from the surgery.
Oh, my gosh, Taylor. You're officially on the naughty list. This is not good. And after Dirty Deb gave you that beautiful compliment about your singing. So Nancy Pelosi is not backing down. I do think she regrets this whole decision. It really does seem like it's turned in Trump's favor. The ball is now in his court, I would say. And I don't think I think they wanted to have this impeachment. They always say, oh, it's an asterisk. But I think they wanted to be able to say it on the news. They wanted the media to say impeached President Trump. But I don't think they're going to want people to remember this as much as they thought. Because I think when people hear it, they're just going to go, oh, right, because the obstructionist Democrats impeached him because they couldn't hang tough, so they impeached him.
Anytime you say impeached President Trump, the common voter, as we've been coming to find out, all right, why is he still there? He's been impeached.
Oh, yes, yes, I know. And I've fallen for that, too, because if you're not in it every day, it is easy to think that impeached means, okay, you're impeached, and they drag you out of office in handcuffs, and then... You know, or you leave like Jerry Seinfeld's dad in that episode when he does the Richard Nixon, you know,
oh,
peace
the
out.
Cadillac episode, yeah.
But it's really the beginning of a long process that could end up being nothing.
I think of it as the House is the grand jury.
Right.
And they're running down the list of the possible indictments, and they put forward a couple of indictments, and then it gets sent to a trial where that's where the Senate comes in. But the Senate is... run by Mitch McConnell, thank God, and he's going to be acquitted no matter what. If it ever does get to trial, it doesn't seem like there's much movement on that, but the Senate is the trial and executioner.
So it's all for show. It's all for show.
Yeah, they did what they came to do, as, you know, Rashida Tlaib said, to impeach the bleep.
Right, and it's all for people... at the far left of the party, Rashida Tlaib, AOC, who's been campaigning with Bernie Sanders, they wanted to impeach him. They impeached him. Wahoo. I don't know if it's going to do anything for them, especially come 2020. I don't think the average Joe, I hate using that expression, but I don't think, or what did Joe Biden say? Joe Sixpack. I don't think that they look at the economy and then see these people impeaching Trump and think, I want them in charge. They probably think to themselves, at least I do, why are you trying to ruin a good thing? Why can't you just roll with it for a little bit? Is it so bad that the economy is doing good for the first time in forever? Is that the worst thing in the world?
Right. You're less than a year away from the election. Why not let that be the process to take Trump out if that's what you really want to do? Run a good campaign against him. As somebody said a couple of weeks ago, you know, the best defense is a good offense. Get a good candidate. And I don't think they have one.
Well, we all know that's not going to happen. Let's go to Beth. Beth, you're next with Taylor and Grace. What do you got to say, Beth?
Hi. Hi, Grace.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
You look stunning in that dress.
Oh, thank you so much.
I used to have that when I was younger, off the shoulder, because you have the collarbone thing.
Oh.
And, yeah, you got to wear it when you have the good collarbone.
How much is Grace paying?
Yeah, no, only $20. Thank you, Beth.
I didn't know if you were still talking about how the left does things and how they get away with everything.
Yeah.
The one thing I have got to get off my chest is when Nancy Pelosi comes out and she decides that maybe she can't send the bill over to the Senate because it might not be fair, the trial might not be fair, I thought my head was going to blow off.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous. I know in Laffin, they used to have this big hand that would come out. I think every time that the left says something stupid, that hand should come out and just bash them right off the stage. Just get them out of there.
I do know what you mean about Nancy Pelosi saying that suddenly they're so concerned with fairness. Suddenly they're so concerned with the founding fathers and the grandchildren. They don't talk about great-great-grandchildren as much when they're, you know, talking about abortion, but when it's impeaching Trump, great-grandchildren are back, and we need to be concerned about that. They don't really care that much about God until, you know, it's time to do the Pledge of Allegiance before the impeachment, and then we have to all be, as Nancy Pelosi would say, very prayerful. So the double standards, like Beth said, they're just unbelievable. And the idea that they need Mitch McConnell to be fair, as if anyone in the House was being fair to the Republicans, is insane.
I had to walk away from the TV. I had to give myself a break for 5 days because I just wanted to explode. That was it for me.
Beth, that's the smart thing to do. I tell my dad all the time, I say, you got to take a break from the TV. Because you're going to lose it soon if you don't just take a deep breath. Thank you for the call, Beth. Everyone else call in, 844-500-4242. We got full lines right now. I want to go to John. John, you're next with Taylor and Grace. What's your double standard, or what do you got to say?
I wanted to say something about Donald Trump. And first, I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
And I want to say that I believe that Donald Trump is being used in a prophetic way. And I don't even think he realizes it.
How so?
And what I'm going to tell you is, first of all, he's the first president ever to stand up to the world and announce that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
He's the first president. The other ones were afraid to do that. Okay?
Yep.
Now, here's the punchline. This is why I think he's being used in a prophetic way. His last name is Trump, which means Trump, trumpets, horns, okay? Now, there was one other leader that stood up to the world and said the same thing as Donald Trump. He also said that Jerusalem was the capital of Israel. And his name goes back to biblical days. He was the king of Persia, and his name was King Cyrus.
That's very interesting, John, and we appreciate that, especially over the Christmas season. That's wonderful. Trump was the first one to do it. A lot of other presidents said they were going to do that, but they didn't, maybe for political reasons. He's done a lot of things that a lot of other presidents said they were going to do, but then wouldn't do. But then, weirdly enough, once he does them, all those presidents say that it's the wrong thing to do. So he can't really win in that sense.
Right, because they weren't the ones to be able to lay claim to his achievement. But when we see other great achievements like a wonderful economy and, you know, the list goes on and on, great stock market, low unemployment rates, everybody else jumps in and tries to take credit for it. A lot of people don't realize the stock market, and I'm no whiz when it comes to the stock market, but it's based on futures. It's based on predictions and what different policies are going to do. It's a reactionary market. It's not something that is, hindsight.
Right. Well, if we go based off what the Boston Globe thought was going to happen, remember the fake Boston Globe cover story? If Trump won the election, stock market tumbles, you know, new recession. They wanted him to fail so badly, and it's just not happening. Thank
God. I hope somebody
God.
Prints that out each day and mails it in to the editor at the Boston Globe every day.
But that's what I always say. Like, I thought there would be some moment, some reckoning for the media where they thought, we really got this wrong. And not only did we get it wrong from the polls, but they wanted it to be, they were so wanting Trump to lose, and it was so obvious that I thought maybe they'd say something, but they've just gotten worse. They've just doubled down, and they're doing all the same things again in 2020, going into 2020, so I hope it backfires just as badly as it did in 2016.
Well, that's what all the editors at these big papers and places like CNN are doing at their morning staff meetings. They're saying, no, scrap yesterday's thing. Trump won on that, so we're not going to cover it anymore.
Right.
We're on to Ukraine. We're on to impeachment. We're on to Cincinnati, as Bill Belichick would say. It's they don't want to look in the past. They don't want to atone for their own sins against the president and against the 63 million people that voted for him, or even just admit that they were wrong. NBC did say they were wrong when they released that video from a gun range in Kentucky and they said it was, bombing and attacks in Ukraine. But outside of that, you don't really see much solemn prayerfulness from the media.
Well, it's also, there is a certain point where it's too late to say sorry. If you put out a tweet and it gets tweeted 5 million times and everybody sees it, and then you send out another small little tweet afterwards saying, sorry about that, we made a mistake, and 4 people like it, then your sorry doesn't mean much to me because the damage is done. All right, guys, 844-500-4242. We got a lot of callers up right now. We're going to get back to them on the other side. Taylor's here. Matt's here. Brandon's in the back getting ready for Christmas. Everyone's excited. It's Christmas Eve live here, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
This is Chris in Rochester, Mass.
This is Mark in Nashville, New Hampshire.
This is Lorna in Truckstown, Pennsylvania. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Just see those sleigh bells jingling, ring, tingle, tingling, too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
It's lovely weather because there's no snow. I'm loving it. And it is a Merry Christmas Eve here at the Howie Carr Show. Howie's in Florida, but the whole rest of the gang is here. We're putting on the show without the captain, but we wish him a very Merry Christmas. And we're wishing all of our listeners out there a wonderful day tomorrow. And I want to take some callers here. I was asking for some double standards that drive you crazy with the media. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're next with Grace and Taylor. Steve?
Oh, Steve. Steve left us.
Okay. I think we still... Steve, is that you?
No, he's gone.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead, Steve.
I got a double standard. They worry about a billionaire making money in office, but they don't worry about a career politician getting hundreds of millions of dollars like Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein and all the rest of them.
I know. That one drives me absolutely insane because when, not to sound like a Democrat and talk about the Founding Fathers when it suits me, but when the Founding Fathers designed the presidency, they wanted people who had real jobs to come in, serve the people, and then leave and go back to their regular lives. They didn't want people to be politicians for their entire lives and make money off of, you know, the job itself. And so the fact that people are so bothered by Trump's wealth, when they should just be happy that he made it and now he's taking like $1 for being president or zero, whatever it is. And they never mention that. I would rather someone be rich before they became president than get rich after.
You're Elizabeth Warren's worst nightmare.
Well, so I wouldn't say I'm her worst nightmare, but I'm a nasty woman. Yeah. Okay, let's go. We have time for one more. Let's go to Suzanne. Suzanne, you're next with Grace and Taylor. Merry Christmas. What's going on?
Oh, hi, Grace. Yeah, how are you, honey?
I'm good.
Listen, I just called to wish you and William and your whole family and Taylor and Brandon and Howie a wonderful, wonderful, merry, blessed Christmas. And you know you're going to have a great time your first time as a fiancé. But anyways, when... If you could do me a favor, though, when Howie gets back, maybe you could ask him, because I know this is off topic, but ask him how many, and maybe he could talk about it, how many bodyguards Giuliani has. Because I heard him on the radio last week talking about the laundering that's going on over in Ukraine, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
It is scary what he knows. And I'm petrified for the man.
Yeah, Suzanne, thank you for bringing that up. And thanks for calling in. And Merry Christmas to you as well. I thought it was interesting because Lindsey Graham came out the other day and said, you know, Giuliani better be careful. He's saying he has a lot of stuff and he's
right.
better be able to back it up.
Don't become Adam Schiff and claim you have evidence.
Exactly. All right, 844-500-4242. We got more on the other side. This is Grace and Taylor filling in for Howie. This is the Howie Carr Show.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show podcast is brought to you in part by the Dirty Rats podcast. Everyone is raving about Dirty Rats. Available wherever you get your podcasts, as well as on DirtyRatsPodcast.com. Binge Dirty Rats today.